How on earth to arrange an equally striking but completely different celebration for Pam exercised Ian for months on end. Finally, we left in the car with Nikki on a mystery trip. It was all too obvious from the way the car was loaded down that we couldn't possibly be flying off to a tropical island paradise. Nevertheless, hope springs eternal, and as we approached Auckland, Pam was thrown into confusion by a brief faint towards the airport. But as soon as we reached the ferry terminal, she guessed the truth. We were making for Craig and Kirsten's historic batch on Waiheke Island. And indeed we were. After settling in and going for a walk on the beach, Ian headed off to get some gin and returned with three close friends from Martangi, who he had picked up from the ferry instead. Pam was truly astonished. In his excitement, Ian had ostensibly forgotten to get the gin and went out for it an hour or two later, only to return with Anna from a later ferry. Despite having pulled off the cell phone from just outside trick so successfully on Ian just a few months before, she managed to sucker Pam in again. The celebrations were riotous. And when next morning Ian popped out for milk to make pancakes, by this time Pam was getting sceptical, he returned with a recorder trio from Auckland with whom Pam used to play a year or two back. He also produced her recorder, and Pam was delighted to spend 24 hours making music with her friends. They're excellent musicians, and playing with them was a rare treat for Pam, and also for us, the audience. Finally, all the visitors departed, leaving the four of us together in this idyllic setting for a few more days for Pam's actual birthday. The Whittons had fun. And Pam has a birthday book too, a photographic memento of this lovely week. Well, those were the three big family events of 2007. But in between, we've packed more than enough living for a normal year. We didn't start the year out on Beulah. The weather was dicey. And anyway, Ian had been sailing with our Calgary friend Joe and her son Simon for a couple of days between Christmas and the New Year. But we had a party with friends in Hamilton.